Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you from Madison on Devil Radio from the Shaw in Waukesha. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was going to be another address today, a malignant address by Donald Trump on January 6th. He was going to get up and say, remember he boasted about this all week, I'm going to get up on my hind legs in Mar-a-Lago, and I'm going to have a big event, be massively attended. What I'm going to say is there was an insurrection. It occurred on November 3rd, 2020, the fake presidential election, he will say. And the so-called rioters on January 6th were American protesters of the insurrection. That is about as malignant, cancerous a thing you can do and say in a democracy. The Republican Party is saying that, but they get jumpy. They get jumpy when somebody comes right out and says it as candidly as that. The Republican Party is morphing into a fascist cult. I do not say that lightly. The word fascist is thrown around far too frequently in vernacular speech. You know, a 16-year-old girl will go, my father grounded me and won't let me use the car because I was late for curfew. He is such a fascist. And it gets diminished by those kinds of references. The truth of the matter is, if you look at the history of fascism, going back to Mussolini in Italy and then Adolf Hitler and the authoritarian governments around the world today, communist or organized crime governments, most Islamic governments, fascist governments, authoritarian governments. Well, Trump canceled the speech, and there's various information coming out as to why he did it, and I'll tell you why I think he did it. First of all, his lawyers, and he never pays attention to them anyway, said, you're out of your mind. Right now, your conduct is being reviewed in the January 6th committee. If you get up there publicly on the anniversary, there is an old saying, a Spanish saying that goes like this. Do not mention the rope in the house of the hanged man. Do not mention the rope in the house of the hanged man. Don't give a speech if you are the lowlife that ginned it up, Trump, on the anniversary of it to rub it in. You anger prosecutors. If they are in doubt what to do, they may go after you, knock it off. Now, normally that wouldn't be enough. I'm sure it weighed on him, but it's something. And then they leaked that Lindsey Graham and Laura Ingraham had called Trump and told him not to do it. It would look bad. They didn't say it would be bad. They said it would look bad. Bad optics, they said, bad optics. Trump doesn't much care about bad optics, but that probably weighed on him a little. I'm deeply skeptical of that. Shifty, sneaky, crooked little Lindsey Graham has ratted and changed sides so many times, you forget where he is right now. He used to be for John McCain, and he's on record. You may have seen the video. It was played as a campaign commercial by the Democratic candidate in South Carolina against him, saying that Donald Trump is a lowlife, racist, nativist, xenophobe, incompetent to do anything. There's really a lot of vitriol in it. Then when Trump won, he turned around and stabbed his friend John McCain. Trump said that, somebody said, John McCain's a war hero. Trump said, I don't like guys who were captured. Let me tell you something. Having been in the military and seen and met people who've been prisoners of war, they fought valiantly. In the case of McCain, he piloted a plane over North Vietnam and he was shot down. He was unconscious, lying with broken bones in a jungle trail. He didn't surrender. He was unconscious. Trump was conscious in the pickup joints and the nightclubs of Manhattan, where he got out of the draft with a fake deferment for bone spurs. So John McCain is dragged up by the Viet Cong, tortured. He's in there for more than 5 years. At one time, they found out that his father was in charge of the Navy in the Pacific in Vietnam. He was. He was the admiral in charge of the 3rd and 7th Fleet. So they knew they had a propaganda opportunity, and they offered to release McCain, but not the other Navy pilots who were being tortured there. And you know what McCain did? He said, I'm not going to go. I will be the last one to leave, not the first. That is a man. That is a man. Donald Trump said he didn't like him because he'd been captured. Lindsey Graham ratted on McCain and went Trump. Then Trump, January 6th, Lindsey McCain said, that's enough. Kevin McCarthy said he should be prosecuted. Lindsey Graham said, we're done with Trump. Then Lindsey Graham started to pick up the newspaper and saw polls that said that Trump was very popular with a rabid base, smallish, but still more than any other Republican, and he ratted back. Golfed with Trump, sucked up to Trump. There's nothing that Lindsey Graham says or does that is trustworthy. So Lindsey Graham, they say he called Trump, and Laura Ingraham called Trump. And Laura Ingraham, by the way, is a nut, right-wing nut. She also is the one who had texted that day saying, you've got to stop this. Suddenly she sees the polls and they're both sucking up to Trump, according to this version, going, don't do it. The optics are bad. I don't know if that happened. I'm sure it was not just two people anyway. I'm sure other people got to him through connections and said, you're out of your mind. Do not mention the rope in the house of the hanged man. Five people died at that thing. Woman was shot, another trampled to death. Cop almost trampled to death. People beaten, neurological injuries. The real reason why I think he canceled it, is because he was afraid of low ratings. His vanity is pathological. Everybody is vain. People are controlled by their vanity. Everybody, to some extent. Everybody's controlled by his vanity. But occasionally, you get a sociopath. In this case, that's what you have. There have been psychiatrists who have described him as a psychopath. Psychiatrists are not supposed to diagnose people they don't directly interview and just do it obliquely through written documents and so on. I get it. So I don't know what the actual truth is. The guy is emotionally disturbed. He had very low ratings. He boasts about ratings. He had very low ratings on his Bill O'Reilly tour. They were giving away expensive seats up in the cheap seats. They go, we're trying to consolidate down on the floor. You want to sit in one of the expensive seats for free? Here's a ticket. They all went down. If there had been a lousy crowd in Mar-a-Lago, which there would have been, Trump gets blown out of the water. So he canceled. And he says, on January 15, I'm going to be in Arizona, and I'm going to give the same speech. Okay. He's been giving the same speech for a long time. He's lying. The truth of the matter is, though, if he gives it on the 15th in Arizona, he's not mentioning the rope in the house of the hanged man. It's not the anniversary. It's going to get less attention. He'll be able to disguise poor attendance. That's what's going on. Joe Biden will get good attendance, TV attendance. Pay attention to his speech today. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Come on.